As you may have heard on the CBS Hourly News, 14 passengers aboard a jetliner that evacuated Americans from that cruise liner off of Japan to an airbase in Texas tested positive for COVID-19, what is the new name for coronavirus. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports live. Many of the remaining passengers will be placed in quarantine at Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield. Jeffrey?
Hey, Matt. Several of the among 300-plus Americans landed at Travis last night. And just before the charter jets left Japan, the State Department said they learned that 14 showed signs of COVID-19. They were allowed to travel, but in an isolated section of one or more aircraft. There were two that flew out from Japan. We don't know whether the 14 were sent to Travis or to a joint military base in Lackland, Texas. We do know they will be transferred to medical facilities for isolation, while the bulk of the Americans will be placed in quarantine at Travis and in Texas for 14 days. Before departing the Diamond Princess cruise ship, passenger Cheryl Maleski said,
"Even though it's going to be two more weeks, you know, we're just ready for the next step on this crazy journey."
The CDC has repeatedly said there is no threat to airbase workers or the public. Nonetheless, some residents we spoke with are nervous.
God protects us from any diseases or anything that could get in airborne. And just, you know, that's what we just got to do is pray.
Now, we've just learned that the CDC says they plan on having a news conference at Travis sometime this morning. Of course, we'll keep you updated right here on KCBS. Reporting live at the News Center, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Thank you.